This is the Best Run Podcast, brought to you by SAP.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of the Best Run Podcast. Today with me, I have Finn Gilmore, and Finn is the Delivery Manager of IE Operations at AGL Energy. Welcome, Finn.
Hi, Roshanka. Thank you for having me on today. I'm really excited to be participating in this.
We're going to have a chat today around AGL Energy and some of the business challenges you've been experiencing and what you've done to actually overcome those challenges and hear some lessons in terms of your business transformation story. So, yes, I'm very much looking forward to it as well. Finn, why don't you give us a little bit of an intro to yourself and to AGL?
Sure. I was lucky enough to join AGL in May 2017, and that was a few days just before we kicked off our digital transformation program, otherwise known as PT3. I had several roles throughout the program, primarily starting in the work management space before moving into some analytics and BPC areas. So I got a really good spread of experience across the program. As you said, I'm currently the delivery manager in operations technology. So I primarily focus on supporting our energy generation sites. And I've been really lucky to have been in the utilities and SAP space for over 11 years now. And I've thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. In terms of an introduction to AGL, it's a really interesting company. It's 184 years old. It was actually the second company on the Australian Stock Exchange. So it's certainly been around for a while. And through that time, it's had a really unique and interesting journey. Like when it first started out, AGL's primary focus was on gas lamps in and around Sydney, which is a really kind of interesting little fact about AGL. And from there on in, it went through a number of different changes and eventually has become the largest energy generation and retailing company in Australia. So providing gas and electricity to over 4 million customers.
Wow, yeah, quite a journey. So tell me a little bit more about your area of the business and what it does on a day-to-day basis.
Yep. So I work in the technology team, as I've said, and really what I focus on is delivering new capability on our brand new S/4HANA platform. And the focus is really delivering new solutions and capability into what we call our integrated energy business unit. So that part of AGL really focuses on all of our power stations that we have throughout Australia. That includes our coal thermal sites, gas, wind and solar, hydro, and soon, very excitingly, our grid scale batteries. And what we also do as well is we're supporting AGL in our drive around acquiring new businesses. So every time we go out and buy a new company, that comes into our technology team to help bring onto our existing S/4HANA platform. So it's a really exciting time to be in the technology space at AGL.
Yeah, and I understand that what you're going to be talking about is your digital transformation, and you mentioned S/4HANA before, but that digital transformation really showed a brave move from an AGL perspective in moving to cloud from an on-premise solution, so in line with your cloud-first strategy.
Yes. Prior to PT3, we had over 50 legacy ERP applications around the business because we had gone through a lot of acquisitions to acquire those energy sites. So a lot of them are all sitting on legacy IT assets in data centers or in offices tucked away on a small energy site. So it was really exciting to be able to deploy S/4HANA onto out into the cloud because it's really given us quite a flexible platform.
And can you sort of expand on who was actually involved in this digital transformation and, what was involved as well in terms of rolling that out?
Sure. So this was an AGL delivered program. So we decided not to go outside and bring in one large consulting company. So it was effectively managed and delivered by AGL people with a lot of help from obviously SAP, but several consulting partners as well. And it was a really great project team because it was heavy with business people and technology people. So yeah, quite a unique deployment.
And you couldn't have possibly have foreseen it or when you started in 2017. I understand that in terms of where you got to, you know, what you've achieved actually helped with our current crisis, which is around COVID-19. So being able to actually help your employees transition through that that disaster that we're still living through.
Absolutely. I think the investment that AGL has made in technology, and not just in our digital transformation, but everything in the back end, it provided, enabled AGL to very quickly shift from a working in the office to a working from home scenario under the pandemic. So SAP and S/4HANA was just one of those key ingredients that within a few days, the majority of our 4,000 people were able to quickly move to a working from home basis. So that was certainly fantastic to see in action.
So tell us more about how this transformation has improved your business operations.
So a couple of things. Number one, it has given us far more operational transparency across our business. So one of the challenges of having 50 ERPs across your business is that it makes it very hard to have visibility of activities that are happening and to have trust in data. So having a single platform certainly gives us a lot more view of information that comes out of our various business units and provides a lot more trust in that we know that the data is right, having one platform. Furthermore, it's really enabled us to be more flexible as the business changes. So AGL, just like any other utility at the moment, is going through an immense period of change. So our future is very uncertain. So with that, we have to be very flexible and nimble, and having one platform provides that flexibility. So just in recent times, we purchased a new energy business in Western Australia, and over a period, we were able to bring that onto our existing S/4HANA platform so that that business aligns to the AGL ways of working, and that's been great to see as well.
Okay. And I also understand that, when you made the decision back in 2017 to go on this journey, it wasn't just S/4HANA. So you also had several other cloud products that you've also been implementing, which have led to some changes in your business processes. Do you want to talk about those for a little while?
Correct. So we implemented both Ariba and Fieldglass. Our business has a lot of contingent workers that support us, so we rely on Fieldglass quite heavily for that, and Ariba we are using for our to support our procurement processes as well. So it was quite exciting to have those two cloud products heavily integrated into our S/4HANA platform as well.
And you've talked a little bit about, the business continuity over COVID and how that enhanced the employee experience. Were there other aspects that you've seen that have resulted from your transformation?
So we had digitalized 78 business processes. So it's been fantastic that all of those processes are now all on state-of-the-art technology that work, whether you're sitting inside the office or at home, or maybe if you're on the beach or lucky enough, or even on mobile devices. So with that new technology, it has certainly given us a lot more flexibility as an organisation.
So Finn, what were the keys to a successful outcome from the digital transformation?
The big two really is around business buy-in support and having people as the focus in everything that you do. Through our digital transformation, we had business people from across our business and corporate functions that were embedded in the team. So that enabled us to make sure that we weren't just delivering a technology solution, but we were delivering a business solution. But like any other big implementation like this, it's always a journey, and we're still well on that journey, even though the program is wrapped up. But the second thing that I would always like to call out around these sort of activities that, you know, your people must be the focus in everything that you do, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it is a people-based solution. So you need to make sure that you're thinking about how they will use the tool in future and what sort of change impacts that might have.
And how do you see the transformation also helping AGL with your future growth plans?
As I've touched on it earlier, it's quite critical for everything that we're doing in the mergers and acquisition space. So we need to have a flexible platform that allows us to bring on these new sorts of businesses. And furthermore, it also helps us into moving into other industry segments. So in recent times, we've now moved into the telecommunications space. We've just rolled out a new electrical vehicle subscription plan, and a few other more exciting things like that are happening. And having a platform in the back end that can keep up with all those changes and activities is really fantastic for AGL.
And having gone through the journey, can you tell us what advice you'd like to pass on to other businesses who are also considering embarking on their own digital transformation?
Number one, don't be afraid of S4HANA. There are a lot of known unknowns in that space, but I highly recommend getting onto that platform and doing it as quickly as you can. All the exciting new capabilities that SAP are releasing are all built around the S4HANA stack. Number two, focus on people and change. It really is the most important area because if people don't embrace the technology, you won't be able to deliver on the benefit of such an implementation. Three, user experience should always be front of mind. So make sure you put the right focus and attention into delivering solutions that help people through their day-to-day activities. And finally, study the S4HANA simplification list just to understand what is in and out from each version of S4HANA. There's a lot of critical information in those documents, so I highly recommend studying those so that you don't have any surprises.
Great. Thank you very much, Finn. That's some great insights. And thank you also for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
And you'll be listening to the Best Run podcast, brought to you by SAP.
You've been listening to the Best Run podcast, brought to you by SAP.